All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Southside Podfest. Yeehaw! I am emceeing from the table now because I'm actually in this last recording. This last podcast is closing out this amazing festival that these Southside bars, we were at Lawler's, now we're here at Bar 171, have been so gracious to host us. So we're closing out the festival with Freak of the Week. Big round of applause for Freak of the Week. Yay! I feel like this bar is kind of full of freaks, so you guys should be able to relate on a spiritual level to the weirdness that you are about to witness that is Freak of the Week. A couple things that I want to mention before we actually get started with this last recording. Seriously, dude, like just fucking seriously, yeah. Yes, I'm heckling the audience. It's what I do. It's okay. So a couple things that I want to mention. So Memoriam Development. We are an independent production company, which means that it is essentially funded by Nick Mataragas, myself, our parents, and our friends, and the generosity of the people that come to our shows. And since this was a free event, and we love doing free events, we did not charge any of the people that performed here, which we love to not charge artists, because you shouldn't charge artists. We do humbly ask for any donations that anyone would like to put in our teeny tiny little tip jar here. Why is it so small, David?
Well, it was cheap because I already had it.
Fair enough. So we do have a donations jar. We take pennies. We really don't care.
Pennies are a product of the government. I don't like those.
Also,
pennies,
bitcoins are real small, y'all. So.
Exactly, yes. Also, we were blessed enough to have an intern this semester. His name is Brandon. He's hiding in the corner over here. Wait, Brandon. He has helped us tremendously with all of the schlepping things that we did not want to do. So thank you, Brandon, for being an amazing unpaid intern. Because unpaid interns are what run the world economy, I'm pretty sure. All right, so yes, thank you guys. We are going to get started with Freak of the Week. So yeah, David, why don't you take it away?
Hello, true believers. Welcome to Freak of the Week. I am Dr. David Hickney, your host. With me, as always, is my sister, Elizabeth Marin. Dr. Elizabeth Marin. We are both doctors.
We are actually
both intelligent doctors.
So 3 years ago when we started this show,
correct. We did start the show 3 years ago.
We did, and I'm so freaking proud of you, man. Like you actually got your PhD in cryptozoology.
Yep. MIT. Real school.
MIT is a real school, and I still can't believe that they have a cryptozoology program.
Better believe it.
But
nailed it.
But congratulations.
Thank
you. For real. Seriously.
Thank you. I mean, it's better than, you know, any of those West Coast schools, so it's a good thing. Cryptozoology, MIT, nailed it.
He did. He very, very much did. And you're in public for, like, the fourth time.
I'm getting tired of it, honestly. And it's always in Chicago. What is this? Why am I always in Chicago, Elizabeth?
Because Chicago is the easiest city to smuggle you into while in the trunk of my car.
I appreciate that you put an air conditioning vent in the trunk.
Well,
totally nice.
You were leaving a funk, so I had to do something.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's important, though. Like, I need that air. You put in one of those little DVD players, so I've been catching up on movies that I hadn't seen.
Movies from after 1965.
Yeah. Everything after 1965, I'm watching. I don't know if you noticed, I'm wearing a graphic T-shirt from a movie that took place after 1965.
Have you seen The Goonies yet?
No.
Well, I'll put it in the little DVD player for the trip home.
That sounds amazing. You should
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
I'll probably take the mask off once I'm in the trunk.
I also appreciate that you are comfortable enough to wear just half of a mask now. You're very Phantom of the Opera-esque.
I mean, it's easier to talk with a half a mask.
That's accurate. However,
yeah.
It didn't seem to matter to you in any previous iteration of these live events.
Okay, so anyway, we're going to move on because this is taking too long and you're blathering on, and I appreciate it, but, you know, we should talk to our guest. We are live at the Southside Podfest here in Chicago. As I can tell from all of the paunches and smelly people, because we're in Chicago, I know. It's fine. Whatever. I get it. Anyway.
That was very rude, David.
Chicagoans know. They know. It's the city of big paunches, right?
No. It's the city of big shoulders.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It's the city of big ponchos, because the weather here sucks.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty. It's cold. I know it's December, but it's cold. Anyway, we're gonna get on to topic. We have a subject matter that is local to the South Side of Chicago. And to talk about it with us is, guess what is your name? Just tell us your name, because I forgot it.
Yeah, hi, my name is Daisy Bloom Booty.
Daisy Bloom Booty.
Yeah.
Bloom Booty?
It's spelled just like it sounds. Bloom like a flower, and then booty like my rear.
Oh. Booty
like
your
rear.
Is that Cajun?
You know, oh my God, how did you? Yes, okay, so long story, I'm going to keep it real short. We came in on the cornflower. It was not to be confused with the Mayflower. And we ended up in the marshes in South Carolina. And then we ended up just kind of wading our way down to Louisiana from there. And and then eventually ended up in Texas, which is where I was born.
So is Bloom Booty like a last name that's a lot like Smith that had to do with the profession?
Yep. There was Bloom Booties on the cornflower in the 1400s, late 1400s. And, it's just like it sounds. My father was a Bloom Booty, so you do the math.
I'm not good at math, but okay.
They didn't teach math at MIT?
I mean, they do. They teach, but I saw a movie called Good Will Hunting.
That's amazing, because it was after 1965.
Yeah, I told you. I started watching movies after 1965. I heard that was a good one, something about apples. I don't know. Anyway, Daisy, you're here today to talk about the CCSB, is that correct?
I am indeed. Yeah, that's correct.
What does that stand for?
That is the Calumet City Sludge Beast.
Sludge Beast.
Yeah, this is some really scary stuff, if I'm being honest. I actually relocated from Texas to Illinois just so that I could study this incredible beast.
Incredible beast.
Incredible. Really just monumental, unparalleled in size. For one, I mean, so tell me, do you know anything about the beast?
I think it's...
I just like to call him the beast for short.
From what I can tell, it's made of sludge.
It is indeed. That's right. You are a doctor. Oh, my God.
That's right. I'm a doctor.
Yeah, he's born... he's made of the sludge from the bottom of the Calumet City River.
Okay.
Which is, if you know, it's got a really interesting composition. You got your old tires, you got your boat parts, you got your cigarette butts, you got your dead bodies from the mob era.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing. So, yeah, really interesting composition for this body. It is very, very large, and his body ends up being in kind of a semi-solid state for the most part. So if you think about that pluff mud like I was talking about from the Carolinas that we waded through my family, yeah, kind of like that pluff mud.
Oh, kind of like the shithound from season one. You remember the shithound?
How could I possibly forget the shithound?
That was the one at the music festivals.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like squishy, like a shithound.
You know, I only studied the shithound just a little bit in college. But yeah, from what I understand, it is similar to that. Yeah, it's a little bit bigger. And the thing that really differentiates this beast from others is that he actually is very benign and to the point of being a little bit benevolent. He just wants to be friends with people. So the problem is that he shows up in people's yards. He shows up in your living room. He's giant. He breaks your couch. And he just wants to hang out. You know what I mean? It's a nice, misunderstood beast.
David and I have some relatives like that, actually.
Yeah, like Aunt Rita.
Yeah.
Aunt Rita's kind of semi-solid as well.
Yeah. We're working on that, though.
Yeah, I heard she's gone keto.
She doesn't actually know what that means, though.
What does that mean? I don't even know.
We're not going to get into what keto
means. Fair enough. We're talking about the sludge beast.
Yeah.
Aunt Rita. So this thing goes into houses and, like, sits on the couch?
He does indeed, yeah.
So he's breaking and entering.
I mean, you know, again, a little bit misunderstood. I think that if you were to put his actions on a human person, it would be like breaking and entering. But right. because he's a beast who knows not what he does, you know, it's really just more that he's just trying to make some friends and he doesn't really know how to do that. And he sees, oh, he looks in a window and he goes, oh, they look nice. And then he just knocks on the door. But because he's so big, he actually breaks the door lock. And then he walks in and he's like, oh, I must be welcome because the door opened, not knowing that he actually broke it. So then he walks in and he just sits down and waits to be entertained. And people end up kind of receiving him poorly for the most part. I have to say.
He's a big sludge monster. I would think so.
Yeah. And he smells a little bit like methane gas, too, if you imagine all those kind of decaying particles from the bottom of the Calumet City River.
Decaying particles.
Yeah. So he brings in a pretty offensive smell if that's not what you're into.
Sounds gross.
I mean, you know. Aren't we all gross, though, if you think about it? Again.
I don't think I'm gross.
Well, what? I just heard that conversation about the AC vent and the funk, and, you know, let's not throw zones, you know what I mean, if we're in glass houses.
wait, are you throwing shade at me?
No, I'm just saying, you know, treat others how you would like to be treated, and also the beast.
I'm a PhD.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's not inaccurate.
Right. I'm not...
However,
funky.
if you showered occasionally outside of your clothes.
Well, it's two in one. You shower, and then you put the soap on the clothes while you're wearing them. It washes the clothes.
But then you should at least take the clothes off and maybe dry them instead of just letting them dry on your body.
Yeah, but then the foil on the inside is off of your body.
David, you are still covered in tinfoil underneath your clothes. I thought we had this conversation.
I'm not wearing a hat or a mask or gloves anymore.
That is true. However, that cannot be good for you.
You know, I'm gonna go ahead and weigh in on this one. I have to say, as a species, we are getting to be very, very clean. And as a doctor, I'm sure he knows that having that microbiome exist still on the surface of your skin and in your hair is not a bad thing. So,
I mean, there's something to be said for allowing, you know, as you said, the microbiome and the germs and whatnot to be around you so that you develop an immunity. However, he has covered himself in tinfoil like a baked potato.
I'm working on making a
and
macrobiome.
That's not,
right, that doesn't breathe is the problem with that.
No, it does not.
Yeah. It does get itchy sometimes.
That, you know, nothing cooks a potato like aluminum foil, and that is why, because it does not breathe. And you do need to let your skin breathe, sir.
So let's get back on topic because we're talking too much about my skin, which creeps me out. So have you seen this monster yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have. I built a shed in my backyard and as soon as I lived in Illinois because I like to take in stray dogs. And the first time that I saw this...
Oh, how many stray dogs do you have?
I have 17.
That's a nice number.
That's a lot.
Oh, they're
that's
so sweet.
A lot.
They're precious.
What are their names? Do they have names?
Some of them have names. Some of them have numbers because they come in at such a high volume so quickly. So I have Jezebel, Delilah, Beulah. Let's see. Oh, there's little baby Carson. So cute. Oh, my God. We got Dolly. We got Dilly. We got Dally. And then we have 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Oh, and also Chase and Emily.
Oh, there you go. Chase
Very
and Emily.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing. And she's seen the monster, Elizabeth.
I have. So, yeah, it actually broke into my, again, unknowingly broke in to my big shed that my dogs were in because the beast also likes dogs.
Oh, he likes dogs.
Yeah, went in to feed the dogs. I had a big old bag of Old Roy slapped over my shoulder and I opened the door and I smelled a wave of methane and I was like, geez, Louise, Carson, cause he is the littlest one, but I'll tell you what, he stinks the worst.
And then instead
Carson was hiding in the corner whining and I saw this big beast and I was like, oh my God, that is what I read about in the textbooks at UT Austin.
Proof.
This creature was in the textbooks at UT Austin. And this is where you received you have a degree from there?
In political science.
In political science from UT Austin.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
There was a politician in one of the pages who later turned out to be non-human, as many politicians do. And
that's actually one of the few things that I believe. Yeah.
Wow.
What? I mean, I'm telling you, girl, it's just nuts out there.
We're in Chicago right now. Illinois is right.
A lot of monsters. Yeah.
But so you don't think that it's possible with your 17 dogs, some of them having delightful names, some of them having not so delightful smells, that this beast was simply another stray animal.
Indeed.
Possibly a coyote?
You know, yeah, well, much bigger than a coyote.
I don't know, the coyotes are big in Chicago.
Maybe it was a loud, or a large shithound.
No, so this is much bigger than a dog.
David, shithounds are still not real.
We're talking a good 8, 9, 10 feet on a good day. So this is
8, 9, 10 feet long or 8, 9, 10 feet tall?
Tall, yeah.
10 feet tall.
Yeah, so I actually had the impressions of his shoulder. I think it's a him based on the member that I saw between his legs, but that might have just been an old piece of boat. I don't know. It's really hard to gender them. But yeah, the impressions of his shoulders were actually on my shed because he didn't fit through the door. So he kind of looked like, you know, when the Kool-Aid man comes in.
I would imagine at 10 feet that the shoulders would not fit through. I mean, I have a shed and a 10-foot creature would not fit in there with 17 dogs.
What do you keep in your shed?
What do I keep in my shed?
I love that.
Well, it's a little she shed. You know, it's kind of like my space.
Yeah.
I used
the weed. Keeps weed in there.
I do keep weed because it's legal now.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and the basement used to be, you know, my lady basement, but David lives down there now.
Took care of that shit.
We actually did take care of the shit. David still has his fossilized shit collection, but we have gotten it all cleaned off the walls.
There was a geode in what I told. Did I tell you?
Was that because you swallowed my wedding ring? That's not a geode, David. You swallowed my wedding ring.
Are you using it anymore?
Had I not gotten a divorce recently, that would actually have upset me.
Let me just remind you how big of an asshole Mark is.
I know Mark is an asshole.
He's shitty tasting
beer. This is why I left him.
I'm sorry for your loss, but also congratulations.
Oh,
thank you.
I had a question about the shed. You said it couldn't fit, it was too wide for the shed. Because it's semi-solid, did it like squish through?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I have, very large, wide slats, kind of like an old barn style shed.
Okay.
And, so there were parts of him that kind of remained on the door that he knocked over, and then there were parts of him that kind of squished between. So again, semi-soft, but not completely soft.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of like me after Thanksgiving, am I right? So much sweet potato pie.
I feel like you two are like getting along a lot better than a lot of guests do with you.
Well, the fact that we're not in my home helps.
Okay.
Also, the fact that, Daisy seems somewhat intelligent.
Oh, thank you.
Unlike a lot of the people that we've had.
We've had lots of doctors.
Quote-unquote doctors.
Oh, here we go.
Quote-unquote David,
West
we've
Coast
had
doctor.
People that I've had to kick out because they were sniffing your Snuggie.
Well, that guy was nuts, and I wasn't there for that.
Exactly. I couldn't find you.
What's your point?
That being in public in a normal setting, at least even if the guest is crazy, which, you know, Daisy, you don't seem crazy.
Oh, thank you.
At least not yet. Sometimes you seem to sneak up on me. But, it's much more comforting to me in my home.
You don't think she's crazy. Do you believe that she saw the sludge beast then?
I don't know if she saw a sludge beast, but I've visited Chicago many times, and there are a lot of strange things here. I don't know that it was a supernatural beast of any kind. I still think it may have been a coyote or possibly a homeless person.
Like I said, I do study these creatures, and so I feel fairly confident of my recognition skills of it. But I will concede that I have been fooled before. You know, fool me once, shame on the beast. Fool me twice, shame on me.
That's what I said about my marriage.
Oh, girl, let me tell
you.
I know what
you
were talking about. Pickens are slim here. This is a big city, but there are not a lot of good men.
So, Let's figure it out. I mean, we're on the south side of Chicago.
Yep.
We have people
in the room watching us.
There is actually a line of people that say that they've seen this thing.
Yeah,
because he's a real person.
And, sludge beast, come on up. We have an open mic to talk to.
Yeah, let's get this. Let's get right to it.
Hey there. What's your name? Where are you from? What do you want to tell us?
Hi, yeah. I'm Herman Shemsley.
Herman.
I'm from Winnetka.
Where is that from Chicago?
It's the north side. It's a north side suburb.
Okay.
Okay.
I came all the way down here to talk about this.
Because I feel like there are a lot of people in this area that say they're from Chicago and they don't actually live anywhere near Chicago.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I am from the Chicago area. I'm from the north side of Chicago.
So you, okay. So you're down here on the south side. Why?
Well, slumming partly, but also I also wanted to talk about this sham. This
sham.
Mockery. It's a shammery.
Shammery.
Yes. I mean, you're talking about this sludge beast, this Cal City sludge beast. Why doesn't anybody actually talk about the Wrigleyville gum lump?
Well, you know, that is a very fair question, sir.
Yes.
Herman, is it?
Yeah. I feel that we are being discriminated against up on the north side because there's all this talk about the sludge beast, but, you know, not one word about the gum lump.
I think that's because typically the gum lump doesn't really tend to invade homes. The gum lump tends to just kind of show up and appear under your hand when you grab the bottom of your table. And so, you know.
Well, it's shorter.
Sure.
It's shorter.
Yeah. And so it is bothersome and a nuisance for sure.
Wait.
But it's not quite as menacing, I think.
Are you just talking about a wad of gum that somebody stuck under a table?
Oh, no.
Well,
this is an animated.
It's not a wad of gum so much as an amalgamation of cast-off hops and gum from the Goose Island Brewery.
That is a great description, sir. Do you have any biochem background?
I dabble.
Oh, wonderful.
I dabble. I'm not officially a doctor in any sense of the word. Truthfully, I've been disbarred, but that's really neither here nor
disbarred,
there.
Disbarred, isn't that a lawyer thing?
Well, I've been one of the few doctors who've been disbarred. It's not very common. I'm actually proud of it in a very strange kind of way.
So I hate to be the wet blanket, even though I'm 98% of the time the wet blanket
99.
On the show. But I feel like this is what's happening right now is a classic example of gaslighting and deflection. We're talking about the Calumet City sludge beast.
Yeah.
And here on the south side, which is the south side's issue, and now we've got someone from the north side saying, "What about me?"
Yeah.
On the north side.
Perhaps
on another day, we can devote a conversation to the thing that you're speaking of, but right now that's not the topic, and I think it's unfair of those on the south side to just change topics.
Yeah.
But it's a north side beast, so it's more upscale.
Well, let me tell you.
I understand.
It's better, quite frankly.
Let me ask you
I wasn't
point
going
blank.
To say that. And,
it stalks
said
the
it for
streets
me.
Of Highland Park and Lake Forest, so you know it's gotta be a cut above
I'm sorry,
this
Herman,
other beast.
Herman, but have you, just point blank, I'd like to ask you, have you ever witnessed or had your home invaded by the Calumet City River Beast? Sludge beast.
Well, it's not that my home was invaded so much as one of them waited on me at one point.
It was working at a restaurant?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, up on the north side, you're not going to get all the plum jobs if you're from this, you know, another part of the city. So, yeah, you got to make do where you can. But, I mean, I tipped him well. He did a good job.
The sludge beast.
No, the gum lump.
Oh, you're still... Shut the fuck up about the gum lump.
Why? See, this is exactly the problem.
Can I hang up on this guy? Is that something I can do?
You can't hang up on him, but you can take his mic.
Oh yeah, I take your mic.
Good.
I take your mic.
Let go. Hey.
Yeah, you're done.
Thank you for coming, sir. It was really nice.
I don't have any place for elitist assholes.
I mean, gum lump lives matter too, but if we're here to prove or disprove the efficacy of. You know.
Yeah, I feel like that's a, like I have to decide. We've come to this point in the show where I decide whether I believe in the thing or not, and I haven't decided yet about the sludge beast, but I'm pretty sure the gum lump is fake.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can just bring you to my house right now, and you can look inside my she shed, and you will see something crazy.
I am not allowed to.
Do you have any video or photos? Or because he's not allowed to actually go into anyone's
I am a married man. I am not allowed into she sheds.
David,
he's such a friendly beast, you guys, that what ends up happening is I take out my phone to try to take a picture or a video of him, and then he goes, something. And I think he's saying, "Oh, selfie," and he wants to take a selfie with me. So he grabs my phone in his hand and he points it back at us. But then again, his semi-soft hands crush my phone. I'm actually on my third recycled iPhone 7 right now, y'all. It's getting to be kind of expensive.
That sounds terrible.
It just all comes from love, y'all. It all comes from love.
That's rough.
We have someone very patiently waiting at the mic right now.
Yeah, please tell us your name, where you're from.
Well, are you okay, sir?
Sorry, it's a lot of effort getting up here.
Yeah. A lot of,
sorry.
There are no stairs.
You have a little bit of like gross beef on your chin.
Oh, yeah, that's for later.
It's a lot of,
what?
Yeah.
What, so what's your name and where are you from?
I'm a Red Erickson.
What a
Red Erickson?
Yes.
Okay.
This is amazing. It is 34 degrees outside. I'm in full sweat.
I'm from Berwyn.
Yeah. Berwyn.
Berwyn. Okay.
Yeah.
That is on the south side.
Wait, Berwyn? What's that?
It's Berwyn.
Okay. So you're from Berwyn.
Yeah, I have one of these sludge beasts on my, he was on my porch. I had gone to Popeye's. I got myself a 10 sack of them, chicken sandwiches.
10 sack.
And yeah. From the castle that's Caucasian?
No, he said no, Popeyes.
The Popeyes.
Oh, he did say, the Popeyes. I haven't tried that yet.
You got yourself 10 chicken sandwiches? I couldn't even get one.
Yeah, once you actually get up in line, you just got to order whatever they got left. Wow. Otherwise, you're not getting any.
That's amazing. I'm going to have to try that.
Okay. So
and I had to take all spicy. Tore my ass right out, I tell you.
Yeah, I bet it did. Yeah.
So I want to make sure that I understand correctly. So Daisy says that she has currently one of these sludge beasts in her she shed.
Yeah.
And, uh-huh. and you, Red, you said that you have one on your porch. Is there?
Oh, he's not there currently.
Are you all saying that there are more than one of these creatures?
Oh yeah, they're the original. I don't know if I have the original in my shed, but I know for sure that he has sired some progeny. So yeah,
he has sired some. How?
Yeah, wait. I want to know how that happens.
I feel like is it,
well, I'm not
is
sure.
Is it through mitosis?
It's really hard to say. I was witnessing something that I believe may have been some type of copulation between him and another what seemed to be a female CCSB, and it really just kind of looks like two large, muddy-looking bodies that just kind of slowly ooze to meet together, and then they just kind of press real hard, and then when they come apart, little things drop out of the smaller one. So, again, looks vaguely similar to procreation. It's just a little bit sped up in time.
That sounds like that time that David and I walked in on our moms and Papa Terrence.
Oh, God, I had repressed that memory.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
If I have to live with it, so do you.
Oh, gross.
But yeah, I would imagine because, like I said, the little things dropped out of her immediately. So I would guess that the gestation period of this beast is between 5 and 10 seconds.
Well, unless they were having pregnant sex, which people do.
I don't believe so. I don't believe so because when the male-looking babies, I'm just going to call them droppings because they look like droppings. When the male droppings came out, they looked very much like the male CCSB. They had similar, propellers and old toilet seat parts in the same areas that their father did.
Oh, really? So they have like the same
markings, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the one on my porch, he was about the size of like Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the
how
Pooh.
How big is Winnie the Pooh in real life? Because I've only seen
him in animation. You would imagine. So, a little past, your knee.
Yeah, it would have been a toddler then, toddler age.
Okay.
And so I thought I'd be on my porch swing enjoying my chicken sandwiches. And this little bastard just crawl up on my porch and he's pointing at my bag of chicken. And I was like, hey, you know how long I had to wait in line for this? These things are hard to come by. It's on the news and everything.
Did you give him some chicken?
I gave him one of the spicy ones because I knew I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, because you said earlier that it tore you up. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It tore the ass out of me.
I wasn't going to say that, but thank you.
Yeah. So I mean, I had 9, and they have like a half life. You can't really eat. You can't really wait on them more than a day. So I'm like, there's no way I guess I'm going to eat 10. So I guess I can give one to this little sludge beast thing.
Yeah? What happened?
And he got bigger.
Like in front of your eyes? He just grew?
Well, I mean, we're sitting on the porch just kind of looking at fireflies and whatnot. And
there are fireflies in Berwyn?
Oh, they're fire.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I mean, there's an outside in Berwyn, so yeah, they have fireflies.
Yeah, I have a cousin in Berwyn.
I wasn't sure if there were fireflies in Arizona.
And you were an expert on Berwyn, ma'am? Have you ever seen our legendary car sculpture?
That's actually on the tour. I had to cut a hole in the trunk specifically so that David could see it.
Oh, I tricked you. It's not even there anymore.
Well, that is very disappointing.
Wow.
And rude, and I'm not sure why you would do that.
You're
after
kind of
we...
a dick.
Yeah.
Well, Red, while we've got you, I do think that I should point out that these beasts do not grow in the same way that humans do. So it's not that they, you know, consume food and then they get some of the caloric value of that and then they eventually gain enough nutrients to grow. It's similar to an avalanche, if you will. So anything that they are offered, they just absorb it and it is immediately absorbed into their mass. So they're going to get real big real fast. So if you want it to stay kind of Winnie the Pooh sized, I would recommend not feeding it chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea because, I mean, he ate that thing almost as fast as I did.
That sounds fast. Yeah,
yeah, it sounds really fast.
Yeah. And then, you know, when I kind of refused to give him another one, he left and I got real lonely.
I can see that.
Do you know of a way I can contact them or
they have a call similar to baboons and rainforest. It sounds a little bit like
well, I gotta say I've made that noise many times since he's left.
That's probably how it was attracted to your house, if I'm being honest. Sometimes they there's a little bit of a scoop at the end.
I definitely had a scoop at the end, too.
Yeah. I think you got it.
Yeah, so it actually, it's funny, the way that it works out is that they end up being on the porches of a lot of people who are in the middle of having a heart attack because they're attracted to that sound. So
there you go. Just make that sound.
I don't.
All right, I will have
I
to try that
to
when I get home.
I don't to that, actually.
You know.
Well, thank you, Red. I think we have. Oh,
yeah.
There is a line of people that say that they've seen this thing.
Of course there is. Elizabeth, I'm telling you, this is real stuff.
I don't know, Elizabeth. This might be a real thing.
This is real stuff. It's real life,
y'all. It's not a real thing, David.
Hi, who are you? What are you doing here? Where are you from? All that stuff.
Hi. So, I'm Emma Goldstone.
Emma Goldstone.
And, Goldstone.
That was what you had,
so, you guys, this is so crazy. Like, I didn't even plan on coming out tonight, and like, I'm here, and you guys were talking about this, and it's like, I just had the craziest flashback to my childhood. Like, oh my God. And then like the sound you just made. Oh my God. Okay. So when I was a kid, I was out in the backyard and I was playing with, the other Emma and the Ella and then the other Ella.
The other Emma?
Yeah.
There was multiple Emmas?
Yeah. What? I mean, like, we're just, like, Emma and Ella and Emily. Like, that's, like, everyone's name, right?
Emma, so, Ella, Emily.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyways,
Emma,
we were playing, right? And, like, I came inside from playing. And then there was sounds, right? And, like, I saw
what
footprints.
Sounds?
Like,
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. Right? Like what you guys are talking about, right?
Uh-huh.
And so like I followed the sounds.
Is it possible that people were just watching Home Improvement? No,
there was like footprints. I saw muddy footprints, okay? And so I go up and it's the door to my mother's bedroom, okay? And I hear the sounds inside and I'm listening, right? And so then I go and I heard her though, like after a minute, she was like coming to the door and I was scared. So I like hit around the corner, right? Okay. But then when she left, I went in and there was like this big muddy creature and he was just there. And I couldn't believe it.
Emma, how old are you?
Well, I'm 22.
Okay. So I believe everyone most of the time. It just sounds like your mom was having sex.
Well, I mean, that's possible, but, like, can you have sex with the creature?
Oh, that's
a
good question.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I mean, like, he was in the bed. I mean, like...
Yeah, there have been some documented cases of interspecial sex. Yeah, that's happened.
And then here's the crazy thing. This is why I know it's the beast, okay? Because I've heard the stories. He was like, hey, girl. I mean, I couldn't really, like... Totally understand him, but that's just like what I imagine.
Yeah,
right? And then he gave me what I thought
was Ryan Gosling'd you?
he gave me this thing that I thought
What's
was like
Ryan Gosling.
I don't know what that is.
Hey girl.
Yeah, it starts with hey girl.
Oh right, yeah, that's true.
That
hey little. Well, it was like hey little girl, but
that's
yeah.
Really
okay, well but that's like not pedophile quite Ryan Gosling.
Let me ask you this. Did it sound kind of like he was like hey little girl?
Yeah, I mean it was like nice. Like it was fine. Like I didn't feel scared at all or anything. But he had this thing. I thought it was grape juice, and I drank it, and it was so disgusting. I like spit it out. I don't even know what it was. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever drank in my whole life.
He offered you juice?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That is a very intimate sign.
I mean, you could tell that it was
like wine.
No, this is a very, there are very few documented cases. You should feel very, very special, Emma.
Wait, what do these things drink? I mean, I'm guessing whatever they drink is what he gave you.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it was disgusting. What is this?
When they gain mass on the bottom of the river, what they do is, as they roll over any sort of different bottles, they just grab those into their hands and they carry them around with them. And then when they're thirsty, they just sort of like ooze it out of their palm. And
that's gross.
But it's something that they take a lot of pride in, and so for her to be offered something that he was carrying around, like I said, I mean, you guys are basically engaged. So if you have not seen this guy again, I would be surprised.
Wow. So maybe he like was waiting until like I'm old
enough. I mean, let me ask you this. Have you moved since then?
No, well, my mom hasn't. I mean, you know, like, I'm obviously going to UIC.
Well, if you're ever lonely, you should go back to your mom's house and you should call for him.
Yeah, I should like wait. I mean, like, but do you know what it was that he gave me? Cause like maybe if I could buy that.
It could have been Welch's grape. It could have been.
No, but it tasted disgusting.
So then it was probably like, it was probably two buck Chuck then, if I'm being honest. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, whatever it was, like, I just need to figure it out because that way I could attract him back, right? Because like, I mean, hearing what my mom sounded like, I mean, obviously as a child, I didn't understand what I was hearing, but like now I'm like, yeah,
wait,
I totally
Emma,
would like that.
Yeah?
Like,
God.
It had sex with your mom and you're like, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, like
David,
that was
for once
so,
we're on the same
like,
page.
I mean, again, at the time I didn't understand.
Emma,
like, now,
I definitely have some numbers of some colleagues here in the Chicagoland area, family counselors. If you're feeling the need to, physically and emotionally connect with one of your mother's lovers, I think that perhaps that you should give them a call.
Well, I mean,
you
don't have to be like the exact same one.
Even better, Red's still in the room. You could just talk to him. He's lonely.
He's literally eating right now. He is eating right now. Wow.
Like,
sir, there is no food in here.
Well, he's on his eighth shot of Malort.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and counter. I understand. Again, we cannot hold these beasts responsible. We cannot put their same behaviors like what we would put on a human.
Why can't we hold them responsible?
Have a different way of thinking. So,
again,
that's okay,
he was
then?
Not threatening,
no, not
though, in any
what,
way.
Yeah,
like,
what
he was super nice.
Absolutely.
Like, again, it was gross tasting, and I'm guessing. I think you're right. I think it was Malort. I've like never had. I guess I have had it. I didn't think that I had it.
What the fuck is a Malort?
But I'm pretty sure that's what he gave me because
I've
heard it's the most disgusting drink that I've ever had, or that anyone's ever invented.
It's made wormwood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, so my guess, honestly, is that he has imprinted on you, and he just showed up into your mom's bedroom because you smell similar to her because you share DNA.
Right.
And so
he
was just waiting for you, and then he gave you a drink.
And again, now that I'm old enough, it's time.
Right. You need to go back to your mom's house.
This is all incredibly disturbing.
I got it. All right. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Stick around after the show. I'm going to give you those numbers.
Have fun banging your mom's lover. That's fucking weird.
Okay. We have a...
Hi. What's your name?
Where are you from? I thought our family was fucked up.
Hey, man. I'm Ewal Mwengwe Verp.
What?
Ewal Mwengwe Verp?
Yeah.
I'm just going to call you E.
It's Welsh.
Thank you. I was going to ask the etymology of that particular name.
Yeah.
It's Welsh. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they make good like coffee cake etymology.
Ewal?
Yeah.
That's Entenmann's.
Ewal Mwengwe Verp. Yeah, man.
Very exotic.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm from Tinley Park.
Tinley Park.
Yeah. It's down south suburb.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm the third lead ukulele in a ukulele-based death metal group called...
ukulele...
No, I'm not even going to interrupt. Finish, please. I'm very excited right now.
Right. No, man. Yeah, it's called Ground Cathedral.
Groundkatheca.
Yeah.
Groundkatheca.
I love Groundkatheca. Are you kidding me? You are.
You have heard of Groundkatheca?
Absolutely. They played our first of all, I hired them at my wedding. Okay.
You had Groundkatheca at your wedding.
Groundkatheca played my first dance with my husband at my wedding.
For a second, I thought you were going to say they played.
We do a lot of weddings. Yeah.
I thought I would recognize you. Yeah.
No, I mean, you guys still together?
We are, happily married 11 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, if anything changes, you know, come see me afterwards, all right?
Well, no thank you, but thanks.
What the hell is going on?
Well, no, Groundkatheca, you guys need to get real with this. Man. This is serious music.
Well, I'm not, like, into ukuleles, let alone three.
Is it like Apocalyptica, but ukuleles?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. You know, it's like, you know, we got five ukuleles, electric bass, pan flutes, you know, the usual kind of lineup for that kind of thing.
Sometimes they break out the kazoo, which I love.
We just lost our kazooist.
Oh
my God. We're looking for a new kazooist. So if you know someone who like
Ned Lott, I love Ned Lott.
Yeah, he was awesome, man. But you know, he got run over while we were on tour. It's really sad.
Did you run him over?
Yeah,
I thought so.
Yeah. Wait, can you maybe give us some? Like, just some of the lyrics from one of your songs. I'm very curious about the ukulele death metal.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all in Welsh. So, I mean,
of
I don't know if it would
are.
Mean anything
why
to you.
Why would I assume they wouldn't be?
Yeah, well, I mean, that is the universal language of ukulele.
Okay, never mind.
Death metal.
Let's just talk about the Sludge Beast.
Okay, yeah, that's cool, man. Anyway, you know, I've been playing with this band for a long time, and I kind of have the feeling that our bass player is a Sludge Beast.
How long has he been in your band?
Well, he's been in the band now for like 6 months.
Are you talking about Ned?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know what? I can kind of, you know, he might actually be a half-breed.
See?
It's very rare.
That totally makes sense, man.
Half-breeds?
Yeah.
These things can crossbreed with what?
With humans.
With you?
On occasion, yeah.
I'm a little upset because he's pulling all the chicks. I mean,
right,
seriously.
Right. Well, he's very tall, very virile. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, he oozes a bit, but other than that, you know,
he oozes with sensuality. Am I right?
Elizabeth, no. I feel like you guys right are just on. Describing Andrew W.K. right now.
What's an Andrew W.K.?
He's like a guy who plays non-ukulele death metal. He does like a whole different
and
thing.
And he's very
I mean,
easy,
I respect
for
him.
Sure.
I respect him a lot, but you know, it's not my jam.
Well, honestly, Elizabeth, there may be far more half-breeds in your life than you are aware of. Think of any man that you know who is very large, has sweaty palms all the time. Maybe he constantly has a green ring around his armpits of his white t-shirts.
That sounds like most of our band.
I'm looking at my brother right now.
Look, you know,
he's not a half-breed.
I wasn't paying attention.
You know what? Honestly, let me get a good look at you. Can you take off that tin foil?
I'm not taking the foil off, no.
Well, that's interesting. Why not?
Because the government death rays.
We have a lot of time to get into the tin foil. David, you have you found the box.
You know what? Oh. Son of a. Okay, we're
you
gonna
okay,
have to,
man?
We got one more person to talk. I don't want to talk. Fuck!
Okay.
Why are you here?
I want to ask you some questions about the band. Okay, hang out after this.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, and you know,
so good to see you.
The whole thing. I want to talk to him about like. I don't want to sludge shame, so I'm not going to talk about the half breed thing.
Thank you for saying
that. That's not cool.
Why
we need to include everyone.
Fuck, are you here?
2019 is about inclusivity, y'all.
We have
one last person.
Hi, what's
that
your
would
name?
Like to share his opinion.
What do you hear? Because they actually make good beer that they sell here.
Oh hell! How do you too, David?
Fuck you, Mark.
Nice mask.
His name's Mark. Hi, Mark.
Made it myself.
Yeah, it shows.
Daisy, meet my ex-husband, Mark.
Oh, this is Mark.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We don't like you, Mark. That's what I heard anyway. Sorry, can I say that? I heard we don't like you.
Well, that's all well and good. Yeah, it's not. I just happened to be here trying to.
Just happened to be here.
Yeah, I was trying to sell my beer here. It's a bar.
Why would they want to buy shit?
You know, the ring that your ex-wife has been in poo.
It's the fall. It's actually inspired by my ex-wife. It's a craft vanilla porter. I call it the vanilla creme de Beth BBP.
Nice.
The big black porter.
Oh.
And yeah, see, this is kind of his MO. He starts out and says something that sounds like it's going to be really sweet.
Yeah.
And then it's not.
Wow, he really got me there. Yeah. Mark, that's mean. Yeah.
BBP. I don't know how that's mean.
BBP.
Yeah, everybody has a little, they all put their little.
Do you like to drink BBP while you listen to the BBC?
Mark doesn't listen to BBC. Are you kidding me?
You seem like a Jerry Springer type to me.
Why do you still have his last name? Why are you still Elizabeth Marin?
Because it is a pain in the ass to change your last name.
That's true.
And you know, since I caught you here, are you making any money off of the show yet?
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
Well, actually, that's kind of also why I'm here. Since I saw you were here, I figured I'd ask Elizabeth if you ever got, you know, you're a little late on the palimony.
Ew.
Wow.
No. Oh, my God, Elizabeth, you are lucky to be rid of this guy.
Can we get security to take this guy out? Yeah, no.
Yeah,
this guy right here.
Go.
No, that's Red. Red's fine. Take this guy. Thank you.
So, yeah, the...
This one here with the
receding hairline.
Vanilla
creme de Beth, BBP.
Fuck off, Mark.
Ricardo's got him.
Goodbye, sir. Wow, he is really not good. You could do way better than that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Sorry. I'm just like thrown for a loop right now. But
yeah.
David was delivered. You got a box earlier.
Well, it was at the end of the last season. It's the same box.
Yeah. Well, earlier. That's earlier. Sorry.
Yeah.
Significantly earlier.
I mean, it was a
earlier.
While earlier. We're almost out of time, but I don't know. This box.
I can't believe you haven't opened that yet. You've been carrying that around for 4 months now?
Where'd you get that?
What if there's anthrax in there?
Well, I don't know what the half-life of anthrax is, but I'm fairly certain, considering you've been sleeping with that under your pillow, you've already got it, if it's
Fine.
Anthrax.
I'll open it.
I'm
we'll
sorry,
see
David,
what it is.
Where did you get this box?
It came courier about 4 months ago?
Oh, it's been longer than that.
Longer than that. It came courier to my basement. He refuses to open it.
Wow.
I think it's because the handwriting on it looks familiar.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the handwriting looks very
well,
very
consider
familiar.
My curiosity piqued, y'all.
Well, you get to witness what's about to happen. And David, for all of his wonderful strides, remains slightly delusional. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought it was.
I don't understand what I'm looking at right now. You all right?
He's probably not okay. So I'm guessing that's not a ransom note from the mole people.
No. Hey, can I see your she shed now?
Mine?
Yeah.
David, I'm getting a little saucy,
David,
sure.
David, I know that this is live and that
yeah.
It's a lot, but can you just share with everyone the reality?
What do you want me to say? You know what it is.
David, this we've been on this journey together, okay? Like, I understand, and this is a thing that I've been through.
We tried to find the Wisconsin-Canada border because of this, and then there's this in the box the whole time.
We tried to find the Wisconsin-Canada border because it was a thing that didn't exist, much like literally everything on the show, but it made you happy. It gave you a purpose. It gave you something to do. It got you out of the basement, and it was delightful. But now I think you have to actually look at that, and I need you to share with us what it is, because I think it's a breakthrough for you.
I can't read it out loud. I need you to read it, because I'm not... It's...
I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Yeah, don't. It's like 75 pages. How are you supposed to read the whole thing?
It is like 75 pages.
Quite a tome, y'all. It's a tome.
It's already signed by...
Yeah, I saw that.
It's already signed by Sheila Boffman Hickney.
Oh.
Fucking hyphen.
It's divorce papers from his wife.
My God.
Why is Mark back in here? Get the fuck out, Mark.
You piece of shit.
Mark,
how is he still in here? Sir, they asked you to leave before. How did you sneak back in?
Unbelievable.
Please, yes, please, come get him. Yes. You didn't do a good job of getting him out the first time. Get him out.
Whatever.
David, I'm so sorry. Get out of here.
I don't even.
No one wants your negativity in here.
I can't. I'm done.
Well, he just took his mask off in public.
Wow.
True believers.
You know
what?
Yeah. David, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a married woman, but I have to say, without the mask on, you don't look half bad.
I don't look half bad.
Yeah. Imagine without all that tinfoil on you, you might be a solid six. Good for you. You're going to do all right, David.
A solid six rather than a semi-solid two, like the CCSB.
Or Mark. Well, this has been our season premiere. I have to decide if I believe in the Sludge Beast or not.
Well, I'm going to have you come over and get in my she shed and have a little look-see yourself.
Okay.
I'm going to make believers out of both of y'all.
I'll come over, take a look at your she shed, and then decide. So I guess tentatively, yes, because I'm going to get to see it in person.
Absolutely. And Elizabeth, I would love for you to come too. And you can meet my 17 dogs. They're so sweet.
I love dogs.
Number 12 is the sweetest.
I want you to introduce me to number 12. I'm very excited about this.
I will.
That sounds nice. True believers, stay tuned for the rest of season 2, I guess. If you like the show, rate and review us on iTunes, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go have some Malort. Until next time.
Bye.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila. That doesn't make any sense. She's my sister. I've grown up with her. I would know. The experts and callers were performed by Alan Morgan of the podcast Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, David Musto of the podcast Unfucking Relatable, Emily Ramirez, and Rebecca Rivers of the Ghostly podcast. So you're saying they aren't real? Nah. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Voxwell. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas. Ha! Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production.
Memoriam Development.